Raja Gacharja Asatarasa Dishri Srimad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Guranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Ju Ki Jai. Sri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. Sri Rupa Anuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Sri Sur Brahmananda Ki Jai. Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai. Srila Gadadhar Panditirubha Maha Mahotavati Ti Ki Jai. Sri Krishna, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath, Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Navadip Dham Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai, Sri Gupta Govardhan Ki Jai, Ganga Devi, Jamuna Devi, Bhakti Devi, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Om Vishnu Pad Visvavarena Srilasi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Madhacharya Vrinda Ki Jai, Seva Vrinda Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Nithai Gau Premanande, Jai Sula Bhakti Vimalavadut Maharaj Ki Jai. So today is Amavasya. No, it's not the Tirubhav, it's the Avirbhav. Did I say Tirubhav? It's Avirbhav, the appearance day of Gadadhar Pandit. This appearance comes like a month from now. In the Panchatattva Mantra, here, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita, then Gadadhar. Because Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita, they're of one category. Gadad, as soon as Shakti is mentioned, then Gadadhar is given. And like Srimati Radharani occupying the supreme position, the highest position, but a peculiar position in Gaur Leela, because although Narottam Thakur says in his song, Gaura Prema Moy Tunu Pandit Gadadhar, there's Krishna Prema, but then there's Gaur Prema. The love of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. It says, Gaur Prema Moy Tanu, the personification of Gaur Prema to the highest expression, fullest degree, is Pandit Gadadhar. And must necessarily be on account of Gadadhar being the the Guru Maharaj sometimes says, after Krishna's looted the heart of Srimati Radharani, the remainder is Gadadhar. Rupa Goswami in his Chaitanyastakam, Aparam kasyapi pranayi janabrindasya kutuki rasotstamam hritva maduram upaboktam kamapiya rucham swam avavre dutim ihas taliyam sa chaitanya devaskritir atitaram na kripayatu. Is it? Having surveyed the multitude of damsels, which means by different calculations, billions and trillions of gopis. Right? And who are they? But the supreme devotees of Krishna, those who possess Krishna Prem to the extreme. And Ananda Chinmaya Rasa, Pratibhavitavis, Tabir Jeva Nijarupataya Kalavi, Goloka Eva Nivasatya Kilatma Bhuto, Govinda Mari Purusham Tamaham Bhajamin. As Krishna expands himself, Srimati Radharani, she's expanding herself into so many. Lakshmi is of Vaikuntha, queens of Dwaraka, and gopis of Vrindavan. And there, in that supreme configuration of the rasa dance, some places telling billion, trillion, we can understand it's unlimited, of, as I've said many times, in this world, the body is the biological expression of the soul's delusion, whereas the swaroop is the form expression of dedicating tendency. So their beauty that is described, their forms, their complexion, their look, their dress, all chinmoy. Vaikuntyer prithivyari sakala chinmoy. Everything made out of not only conscious substance, but spiritually conscious substance enriched with dedicating tendency to the extreme degree. Extreme degree implies madhura rasa, the sweet rasa. The other names like imply what they are, da shanta, passive, neutral, mild, dasya, servitorship, sakya, friendship, vatsalya, familial affection. But then this one is called madhura, the sweet rasa. Other names used too, shringara and this and that, but madhura, predominantly, the sweet, the sweetest. Concentrated sweetness. Right? As Guru Maharaj said, all other rasas are clients. This is the original. All the others are clientele. They're getting what they've got from this particular source. It contains everything. It's not just that this one's like this, that one's like that. No, if we look at the sequence, saying, What was found in Shanta Rasa is there with Dasya Rasa enriched with servitorship. What is found in Shanta and Dasya and Sakya Rasa, then the element of friendship enters. So the other two are included. Vatsalya, Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, and then familial affection. So Madhura Rasa contains all of those elements. So it's Adi Rasa, Mukhya Rasa, the principle, the original from which everything is springing. Janmadyasya Yataha, Janma Adi. Adi Rasa, Madhura Rasa is giving birth, everything springing out of that plane. So, but an extraordinary variety. In this world, there's no two people who are like truly identical. Right? Even so-called identical twins, they're not. The mother knows, and not only the mother, but of course she knows. I met this lady on an airplane once with these two twin girls who were like 3 or 4 years old, dressed in identical clothes, and they looked identical. And I was talking to the mother, and she said, they're very different. She said, like, this one is a girly girl, this one's like a tomboy. But looking the same, dressing the same, same hair, but she's saying they're very different. So in this world, like the French have that saying, vive la différence. Right? They're saying, it's a good thing. We don't want to erase that and make everyone the same. Right? So they're saying, in variegatedness, then there's the capacity for harmony. In a choir, everyone doesn't just sing one note, or at least one note in the same way, unless they're like a harmonic apart. There are all these notes put together, then it's a choir, it's harmony, many different elements. So we're not qualified to discuss now, but we see in the writings of Rupa Goswami, particularly describing all the differences of them, to the delight of Mahaprabhu and his devotees. Even at Rath Yatra, we think, no, Rath Yatra, they're singing and dancing, and yes, they are. But Hara Panchami comes during that festival time, and Mahaprabhu is asking Srup Damodar for Rasa Vichar, Rasa Vishesh. Tell us the details of all of this. And again, we cannot describe what is there, but it's read in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And to the delight of all the devotees, but particularly Mahaprabhu and his devotees, saying this one has this nature, this one has another type of nature, and it's all, we're expanding the happiness of Krishna. So he's saying, of these billions and trillions of inconceivably beautiful, qualified, super dedicated Brajagopis, they're all unique. That sounds like the pastimes of the infinite. All of them are truly unique and beautiful and super qualified and super dedicated. And they're all participating in this divine pastime. But what Rupa Goswami says is serving all of them, one stands out to a particular degree that captures Krishna's attention. And in this case, because it's the Chaitanyastakam, so many other things can be said. Jayadev does, Gita Govindam, Radha Madaya Hriday, Tatyaja Braja Sundari. In the search for Sri Radha, Krishna left all the others. It's a simple formula, simple math to show you. One cancels the others. Then the one must be supremely, inconceivably qualified. But here, he's talking about Mahaprabhu. It's Chaitanyastakam. So he's saying, yes, Krishna, seeing all of them and all their incredible beauty, charm, sweetness, one captured his heart's, you can say, curiosity. That is the meaning of the word kutuki. And he is thinking privately, candidly, that what it is like to be her. Already we've left whatever religion normally says. We've gone way beyond that. When I asked Gromer's primary question in the middle of another type of discussion, he said, we left that long ago. So here, this zone, what is being discussed, there, insight, and you want to say, into the mind of God, the heart of God. What is he thinking? That we never hear, except within the pages of Chaitanya Charitamritam. Krishna lost his turban. Sometimes, that seeing Radharani, he drops his flute and can't find it. Forget, how does that go again? She has such a bewildering capacity. So that's curiosity. Awaken that within Krishna, saying, they're all loving, beautiful, charming to the extreme, but what is it about her? What is it that she sees in me that she finds so irresistible and wants to give herself to wholesale? Sri Radha Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vaneva Swadhyā. So first, what is the Radha Pranaya means? The love, the greatness of the love that she alone possesses. That is a reference to Mahabhav. Right? And it goes from, you know, Bhav, Prem, what is that? Pranay, Man, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav. Rupa Goswami giving all these delineations in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So Krishna saying, that love that she alone possesses, that I want to experience, Asvadya Yenadbhuta Madhurima Kidrisho Ba Madhya, the sweetness that she is tasting, that I want to taste, and Sokyam Maranubhavita Kidrisham Beti Lobha, and the joy, the ecstasy that she is experiencing, those three things. And what did it say? Guru Maharaj says, he steals her heart. And Rupa Goswami confirms that in this line. Ritva madhuram upaboktam kamapya means that he has to steal that. Well, the implication is she's not going to give that, you can say, easily. So Krishna has to steal that from her, as it were. and then Guru Maharaj, what only Guru Maharaj can say, this type of analysis, saying, so that he can think like this. Guru Maharaj is saying, well, if you take away her heart, and remember, the heart's radiance is the halo, Bhav and Kanti, heart and halo. Then Guru Maharaj is saying, what is the remainder? Then she must be different. Absent her heart and halo, what is the remainder? He said, that is Gadadhar. And he said, like a man who, someone stole his wealth, and then he's on, that's Krishna stole Radharani, and always running after that person. Like, give it back. And he's like, no, now this is mine. No, mine. Give. And so wherever is Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar is there. And sometimes Guru Maharaj says, a facsimile of a former self. When Gadadhar asked permission to go to Vrindavan, was denied. And Guru Maharaj made the point, because he think, how is that? The queen of Vrindavan is denied permission to go to Vrindavan. Why? And Guru Maharaj is saying, how, absent her heart, right, this Bhav, Maha, can't, what will it, to go there, it's on, Mahaprabhu is preventing that. I'm telling Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit wants to be with him all the time. Mahaprabhu is saying, you, it makes first, take Ketra Sannyas, means you vow, you'll never leave a holy place. That's wherever Mahaprabhu goes, he knows Gadadhar will want to come. So at one point, he's going to break that vow. I want to go with you. And Mahaprabhu said, yeah, but what about your vow? Ketra Sannyas, you'll stay in the family. Gadadhar saying, man, your lotus feet and your vow to Gopinath are worth millions of Gopinaths, millions of Ketra Sannyas. But Mahaprabhu saying, no, you must stay and serve Gopinath. And the other devotees are saying, oh, like Krishna, he broke his own vow to keep the vow of his devotee intact. This was Bhishma Dev. So Krishna promised he would not interfere or fight in Kurukshetra. But he took up the chakra, the wheel of the chariot, to kill Bhishma Dev when he tried to kill Arjuna, thereby breaking his own promise. But Bhishma said, either Krishna will take up weapons or Arjuna dies. So he kept Bhishma's vow by breaking his own. And here Mahaprabhu said, no, you remain there. And we're told sometimes Mahaprabhu is going for prasadam to Gadadhar's place in Gopinath. And if we recall Krishna Leela, that it's all divine pastimes, but there's a play how things come about. So we're told, because like in Garga Sanya, they say, how did Radharani get so much devotion for Krishna? Well, it's not something that she acquired, actually. But they're saying, oh, by worshipping Tulsi or honoring Ekadashi, it's to help us. So Radharani is known, it's a, we can say in a sense, it's an excuse for Mother Yashoda to enlist her in the cooking for Krishna, because she got a benediction from Durvasa Muni that whatever she cooks will taste as sweet as nectar. So mother, everyone knows that, then Mother Yashoda can enlist her in seva at Nanda Bhavan, preparing different things for Krishna without raising any chinmoy eyebrows. The eyebrows are also chinmoy. And they raise. So we can understand she's the, like when we talk about cooks, she's the supreme cook of all time, all space, everywhere, for certain. So if that personality in Gaur Leela will invite Mahaprabhu for lunch, it's inconceivable. And who's supplying ingredients? Nityananda Prabhu. So Ananta, he can supply unlimitedly, and not just in quality, quantity, but quality. And then giving to Radha, it's very beautiful. Nityananda giving him to Gadadhar, and Gadadhar's preparing lunch. One of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas there singing songs, the Bhogarati of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, singing the praise of all these different preparations, different tastes. It's all about taste. Krishna consciousness is the tasteful religion, the tasteful movement, ultimate taste. And Charitamritam, we hear Gadadhar Pandit as a child was very sweet boy, always talking about Krishna and remembering the pastimes of Krishna. Very sweet and gentle, the son of Madhava Misra. I think mother's name was Ratnavali. Is that right? I think so. And Madhava Misra, the father. And just that's why Mukunda was so attracted to Gadadhar. And of course, Nimai Pandit. But Nimai Pandit, in his Adi Leela, sometimes being naughty and arrogant and teasing Gadadhar. Because Gadadhar is very sweet and gentle, and Nimai Pandit's like little Krishna-like in a sense of aggressor, teasing, making fun, would meet Gadadhar and start some mock argument. Gadadhar takes one position, Nimai Pandit another. Nimai Pandit will defeat that position. Gadadhar will admit defeat, then Nimai Pandit will take the other position and defeat that. And just be confused, bewildered Gadadhar, to the point Gadadhar is thinking to avoid Nimai Pandit. Like Radharani sometimes avoiding Krishna. But it's play that makes everything sweeter. Gadadhar Pandit Mahaprabhu wants Nimai Pandit to say, I can't worship my deity if you can do that. And Nimai Pandit, all right, trying, bathing, putting on tilak, fresh dress, approaching the deity, and uncontrollable streams like river Ganga coming out of the eyes of Nimai Pandit. Washing away the tilak, drenching the clothes, so he has to again bathe, put on tilak, approach the deity, same result, until he at last approaches Gadadhar and says, I'm not so fortunate that I can worship the deity. And Gadadhar Pandit went to his friend Mukunda, said, if ever some like highest type Vaishnava comes to Navadvip, you can tell me about it. I've yet to take initiation. And we know Pundarik Vidyanidhi came, sometimes Mahaprabhu crying, Bap, Pundarik, Bap, Father, Pundarik, where are you? Why? Because Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalita, enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani, Pundarik Vidyanidhi is Vrishabhanu Maharaj, Radharani's father from Vrindavan. So that Mahaprabhu will cry that way, we can understand that Gadadhar Pandit will ultimately take initiation as proper also. But having so much love for Gauranga Mahaprabhu, after getting initiated by Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Gadadhar Pandit, in the presence of Mahaprabhu, forgot his mantra. Sometimes the devotees forget the mantra for different reasons. So Gadadhar Pandit forgot the mantra and went to Mahaprabhu and said, I forgot my mantra. Can you tell me? He said, no, Pundarik is your guru. You should hear again from Pundarik. And sometimes, even later in the pastimes, Mahaprabhu is teasing Gadadhar by pretending to be angry to try and get a reaction from Gadadhar. And Guru Maharaj says, Gadadhar is saying, no, because the other devotees are saying, why don't you say something back to Mahaprabhu? And Gadadhar is saying, no, tolerance will be better for me. I cannot say anything to my Lord. So this causes Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami to compare the position of Gadadhar to Rukmini. And this presents an ontological dilemma for analysts, because they say, well, in Vrindavan, heart is above intellect. We were saying about Nija Rupataya Kalavi. When they expand out of Vrindavan into Dwarka, there's a reverse. So in Vrindavan, Radharani, primary position, Chandravali, secondary position. But when they expand out of Vrindavan into Dwarka, intellect is in the higher position and heart is in the secondary position. Primary queen, Rukmini, secondary queen, Satyabhama. But Satyabhama is told to be Radharani's avatar, and Rukmini Chandravali. So how can Kaviraj Goswami, whose ontological rasa expert, compare Gadadhar to Rukmini? Enter Guru Maharaj, saying, yes, absent the what called Bhama Bhav, the nature of opposition, that is a hallmark of Srimati Radharani's dealings with Krishna. to be opposed to his proposals to incite Krishna to greater levels of delight and happiness. Here, absent her heart, then it's a position comparable to Rukmini, who we know. When Krishna was teasing Rukmini and Dwaraka, saying, you know, I'm not really fit to be your husband. There's so many others who are more qualified than me, and I'm not good in many different ways. And Krishna talking about himself, saying, really, she could find someone better than him. And Rukmini, she's like, she was fanning Krishna at the time, then her body temperature and sweating, and the more Krishna's saying he's not right for her, she can find someone better, said like the way a hurricane crashes, uproots a tree, she fainted and fell on the ground. It was intolerable. She couldn't think of this possibility of anyone other than Krishna or being separated from her Lord in that way. And then when they revived her, Krishna said, oh, I was just teasing. So Mahaprabhu is teasing Gadadhar, and Gadadhar never will object. Absence the bomb above, that nature of opposition. But being very sweet and approachable, until Balabhabhata is trying to enter Mahaprabhu's group and get some reputation there and saying, you know, I've got Bhagavatam interpretations of Krishna's names. He told Mahaprabhu, I've got a Bhagavatam explanation that surpasses Sridhar Swami. And Mahaprabhu said jokingly to him, because one meaning of Swami, Shami, is husband. So Mahaprabhu said, one who does not accept a husband is a prostitute. He said, I've got a better explanation than the Swami. You know, if you don't accept the Swami, you're a prostitute. And he said, Sridhar Swami Prasadi Bhagavata Jani Jagat Guru Sridhar Swami Guru Kori Mani. Mahaprabhu said, by the mercy of Sridhar Swami, we know the Bhagavatam. Jagat Guru Sridhar Swami Guru, therefore I accept him as Jagat Guru. Not only Guru, Jagat Guru. And he said, well, I have these interpretations of Krishna Nam, many names I can explain. Mahaprabhu said, I only know two names of Krishna, Shama Sundar and Yashoda Nandan. That's it. He's Krishna. So I just know two. You know so many, I only know two. Means a particular quality. Anyway, he's always looking, thinking, oh, and Mahaprabhu's devotees, they're laughing at him. He's trying to show, make a display of learning, and they're all like he's a joke. So it says, he started feeling like a duck in the presence of so many swans. Like Gurudev said once humorously about geese, you know, the geese. Then there's one geese as a goose. He said in this one instance about someone being an alleged Paramahansa, he said, it will not be the first time a Paramahansa has turned out to be a goose. Because Paramahansa means a swan, supreme swan. But here, it's even swans, not even good, like a duck. And so many beautiful swans, and he's quacking. Quack. But Gadadhar Pandit has that sweet, gentle, accommodating nature. So he's thinking, you'll hear my explanations. And Gadadhar's saying, no, not me. But can't say anything. And then he starts praying to Krishna And then he thinks in his heart, because Balabha Bhatta is, no, you must hear these things. And then Gadadhar Pandit is saying, Mahaprabhu knows my heart and knows I don't want to hear these things or participate in these things. And it's kind of a message to all the devotees find themselves in some different type situations. Krishna knows your heart. Still, from Vatsalya Rasa, his predilection, preference, takes initiation from Gadadhar Pandit. We're told another disciple of Gadadhar Pandit, what is his name? Ananta Acharya, whose disciple is Haridas, who, let me say, gives blessings to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami to compose Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam. And Gadadhar Pandit, we know, and Tota Gopinath, and Puri, those who have been, have seen this beautiful deity of Krishna, Gopinath. It's actually very tall. And Gadadhar Pandit, as he got older, it's hard for him, like that, to put the crown on the deity and the flute, everything. So, and Krishna cannot tolerate that. So Krishna, the way I'm sitting now, that's how the deity is sitting, like that. He sat down. Gadadhar Pandit came in one day and Krishna's sitting to make it easy. Now you can put crown, flute, everything, no problem. How merciful. We think, oh, Krishna, he sounds so cruel. His cruel, the end result of Krishna's apparent cruelty is sweetheart. The heart becomes sweeter, deeper, tastier, and yields the most superior substance. And we see so many other examples where Krishna, how much love he has for his devotees. He is a plaything in their hands. The ladies of Vrindavan, they sing songs when Krishna's a toddler, and they're going like, and Krishna's dancing for them while they're singing their songs. And like the ladies do, they say, go, bring me that. And Krishna goes and brings something to them. He's omnipotent. Sometimes what they ask him to bring is too heavy. He's omnipotent, but it's too heavy. So Krishna, then he just goes, I can't carry it. It's too heavy. So, but when Srimati Radharani understands Krishna's plan to descend as Mahaprabhu enveloped in her heart and halo, she knows her private times, experiencing separation from Krishna, Krishna Viraha, how devastating that can be, how it plays upon her. As it's observing that from a hidden position, that Krishna also, this curiosity was awakened within him to what is it she's experiencing that causes all these different ecstatic transformations within her. But sometimes it's devastating. And Radharani's thinking, Krishna, his form is so soft. The lotus feet of Krishna are so soft. And yate sujata charanam buruham staneshu. And she's thinking, what will happen if his body crashes to the ground and against the wall? It's so intense, the Krishna prema. So she's saying, I will cover you with my form, then you won't experience any pain. But she knows, we're told by Rupa Goswami again, Swarupam Bibram Jagatatulyam Adoita Doita that Swarup Damodar's understanding is incomparable. Why Mahaprabhu sent Das Goswami, put him under the care of Swarup Damodar, because he knows everything, even more than Mahaprabhu in this case. I mean, how is that possible? And the way it's possible is because when Srimati Radharani is lost in her divine madness, like Brahmar Gita and others, Lalita Sakhi somehow maintains her composure and can assist Radharani at those times. And particularly by singing some song or supplying some sloka that will bring relief to the separation that's feeling in the heart, or augmenting a particular mood, things like that. So it said, and Lalita Sakhi is Swarup Damodar in Gaur Lila. So Swarup Damodar knows that. But the other person who knows that is who is experiencing all of that, and that is Srimati Radharani herself, who is now in the position of Gadadhar Pandit. So when Srila Guru Maharaj was, he got the inspiration for one sloka collection, as Bhaktivinod Thakur presented one book called collection, Bhagavatam slokas, called Bhagavat Arka, Marichi Mala. Arka, like, the, even in English, we have the arc lamp, like these lights. You know what an arc lamp is? Looks like Brahma Jyoti. They use it in graphic arts and things. They used to, maybe not so much anymore. An arc lamp. Looks like lightning, Brahma Jyoti, it's this light. So Bhagavat Arka, Marichimala, he's saying, the Bhagavatam is risen like the sun, Krishnesva Dhamo Bhagate Dharma Gyani Dibiksaha, Kalo Nastra Dushamesha, Puran Arko, there's the word Arko, Puran Arko Dunoditaha. Ark means like the sun. The Bhagavat, as the Krishna left the world and the world is plunged into the darkness of Kali Yuga, then the Bhagavat sun rises. That's how beautiful Srimad Bhagavatam is. An 18,000 rayed sun, each sloka like a sun ray. But as Guru Maharaj says, there's gradation everywhere and everything. So even amongst those rays, certain rays have a particular quality. Bhaktivinoda Thakur collecting on the order of Swarup Damodar. That's interesting. Swarup Damodar appeared to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and said, collect 1,000 slokas from the 18,000 Bhagavat sun, Bhagavat sloka sun. And he presented those in Bhagavat Arka Marichimala. Then Guru Maharaj thought to give a few hundred in another type of collection. He didn't do it. He, as he would say of himself, he's ease lover. He said, my Guru Maharaj remarked about me once, ease lover. Anyway, then, but Guru Maharaj did write some introductory slokas, one in praise of Srila Vyasadeva, maybe the Yadami Ma Mahima Sri Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam, Radharani Bhagavatam, and Gadadhar Pandit, the Gadadhar Pranam. And there it says, Nilambodhi Tade Sada Swaviraha Kepanvitam Bandavam Srimad Bhagavati Katha Madiraya Sanjeevayan Bhatiya Srimad Bhagavatam Katha Swanayana Srupayanai Pujayam Goshami Prabharo Gadadhara Bibur Bhuyat Madeka Gati. Nilambodhi means the blue ocean. That means like Nilachala Pur, that means blue mountain. It's called like that. Nilambodhi Tata, Tate, Tata. On the banks of the shores of the blue ocean in Jagannath Puri. Sada Svaviraha. there is Krishna's Mahaprabhu, and what is the situation? Sva viraha. He's feeling separation from himself. That's sva viraha. The supreme positive and the garb of the supreme negative. Experiencing separation from himself, what it's like. Not the joys of union. Krishna knows everything about that as Adi Purusha Govinda. But this, Saviraha, Kepanvitam Bandhavam, in the company of his dearmost friend, that means Gadadhar Pandit. Srimad Bhagavati Katha Madhiraya, Sanjeevayan Bhatya. And the separation reaches such a degree of intensity, the 10th stage of separation is death. And we're told generally devotees, they're avoiding that, although they're in a death-like condition and separation from Krishna, realizing that'll be the cause of Krishna's unhappiness, they somehow go on. Look, even in this world, one great writer, Gabriel Garcia Marquez, he wrote a book called Love in the Time of Cholera. And without going into details, not necessary, he's saying that cholera condition where it feels like someone's, they're sick to, they're just going to die. He's saying, that's what the comparison is. Love sick. Love sickness. And particularly in separation. It's compared to these horrible death-like symptoms. What is that to tell us? It's not a pretty picture. But what it tells us is intensity. How intense the heart can be. That's why throughout history, all these poems, tales, songs, stories about, from the perspective of this world, the lovers being unable to live in separation from one another. So, what to speak of that? So, if you multiply that, amplify that, a trillionfold, it's in the direction of Krishna Prema and Krishna Viraha. So, on the verge of death, Asta Sattvika Vikars, when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya found Mahaprabhu, fainted before Jagannath, because when he looks at Jagannath, he sees Shyamasundar Krishna, Kahan Krishna Prananath, Murli Vadan, Kahan Karun Kahan Ban, Brajendra Nandan, Shyamasundar Krishna, and he's fainting, and those who don't know and cannot recognize, they went to drag him, throw him out of the temple. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the court pundit, saying, no, this, we've read about this in the scriptures. He does the cotton test, can see Mahaprabhu is still breathing, saying, although he appears to be dead, he's saying, this is Asta Sattvika Vikar, 8 types of ecstatic transformation present simultaneously to an infinite degree. Right? So, in that condition, saying, like when someone is heartbroken, their friend comes and gives them some wine, some one word is assuage, but there's some other word. Comfort, to give them some comfort, since they supply something. What is Gadadhar Pandit doing? Taking Bhagavatam slokas and supplying them like intoxicants. Why? Because Gadadhar knows, as Radharani, when I feel like that, the way you feel right now, I know this feeling very well. When I feel like that, Lalita Sakhi sings this song to me, this sloka, and it gives me some hope, some prospect, or this sloka. And so Guru Maharaj, what is he saying here? And what will be his criteria for sloka selection? It's hinted at in this verse. So it's saying, like the way you supply intoxicants to comfort the lovesick, broken-hearted friend, Gadadhar Pandit supplying these slokas. But in doing that, who is all familiar with this depth of divine love and separation, tears are streaming from the eyes of Gadadhar Pandit onto the pages of the Bhagavatam. Those slokas are bringing Mahaprabhu back to life, but in this process, the tears are streaming from the eyes of Gadadhar Pandit. They're like lotus flower tears, and they're falling onto the pages of the Bhagavatam, and they appear to be offerings. Tear flower offerings are falling onto the pages, and in the process, they're wiping away the words and the characters and letters, just washing them away. And so Guru Maharaj says, Goshami Prabhuro, the best of the Goshamins. We're normally thinking, well, Bande Rupa, six. Okay. Goshami Garadhara, Prabhara, Goshami Prabhuro, Gadadhara Vibhur. Let that best of the Goshamis, Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu, be the only object in my attempt in this offering. Let it please, let it be seen as a pleasing offering to that best of the Goswamis, Sri Gadadhar Pandit. And Guru Maharaj Saraswati Thakur, I'd like to point out, Gurudev said in Russia, people say, Gaur Gadadhar, that worship of Bhaktivinod Thakur. Srila Gurudev perfectly described it this way. He said, it is the private chamber of bhajan of Bhaktivinod Thakur. His private bhajan chamber. In other words, he's saying, don't try to go there. This is Bhaktivinod's private bhajan chamber. And there are those who upset Saraswati Thakur and the line Apasiddhanta of Yurudha. They try to take Gadadhar's Radharani and Gaur as Krishna. But Guru Maharaj reminds us, this is their Acharya Leela, the Madhura Rasa pastimes of Vrindavan, here in their Odarja aspect. They're distributing that to everyone. They want to bring everyone into that plane. This plane, there's not Madhura Rasa pastimes in that sense. Still, Guru Maharaj is saying, sometimes Gaur and Gadadhar are showing that they are Radha and Krishna. He said in the same hand, sometimes Radha and Krishna are showing that they are Gaur and Gadadhar, depending upon the preference of that devotee. Give everything, says one. Aradhaka means that one who's worshiping process is by giving themselves. So, just as Mahabhu said, the Gauranga Nagaris, their one of their flaws is because Narhari Sakar Thakur, is he right? No, Lochanda, the Chaitanya Mangal, saying Mahaprabhu was so attractive. Sometimes the ladies in Navadvip, they're expressing some eros toward him. And for English as a second language, I didn't say arrows. Unless you say, pushpaban. Erotic sentiments. So they try to move in that direction. Guru Maharaj is saying, they may have done that, but the Mahaprabhu never reciprocated that. He did not have Madhura Rasa pastimes with Lakshmi Priya and Vishnu Priya, his wives. So this is totally inappropriate in Gaur Leela. This is their Acharya Lila as Gorga Dadhar. And it's very beautiful and very perfectly described by Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Gurudev, like that. But the worship of Gorga Dadhar, he said, is like a double dose of Madhura Rasa, Gaur and Gadadhar. But what is the focal point of these pastimes? Viraha, pastimes of separation, yielding that superior substance. Krishna Jateka Kela Sarvatam Naralela Naravaputahara Swarup Gopa Vesh Venukar Navakishore Natabar Naralila Hoy Anarup. Oh, Bahi Vishajalahoi Bitore Anandamoy. That's why I want that. Krishna Prema Adbhut Charit. Externally, like one has been bitten by a cobra, they're hemorrhaging. They appear to be suffering to the nth degree, while internally relishing some peculiar nectarine strange juice. That's the focal point of Gaur Lila. Pida bir nabakalakuta katuta garbasya nirvasino nishandena sudham madurima anghankara sankochane prema sundarinanda nandana paro. Rupa Goswami sloka, saying like, suffering the effects of cobra venom while taking a shower of nectar, being bathed in a shower of nectar. See, it's very peculiar. But rasavajam rasopyasya param drishvanivartate, Guru is saying, once you've tasted this, you'll lose your taste for anything else. You like to quote the poet Shelley thing. What is that? Our sweetest songs are those that tell the saddest thought. What is that? We think of before and after and pine for what is not. And then says something about, but our sincerest laughter with some pain is fraught. For the sweetest songs are those that tell the saddest thought. The secret is in there. How such a beautiful thing could come from the culture of separation, which is the only reasonable approach. It's of the highest, Krishna and his Mahaprabhu and his, they're in that zone, but it's being extended. How for the most fallen souls to make their approach? And it's, as they say, sensible and realistic. The other is a fantasy, it's fictitious to voyeuristically envision oneself as a super servitor in the Madhura Rasa world is madness. Whereas from our position, it's a we can legitimately express that we're separated from Krishna. That's realistic. That's a realistic beginning point. And to the degree that that bothers us, you may have something that we remain with this affinity for this world. What is it described? Endlessly mutable, always changing. It won't be here. It's vanishing before. If we hooked up our time lapse cameras. We have some, and play them back, then we'd see the vanishing. It would appear as though it's vanishing before our very eyes. So Guru Maharaj says, don't take your stand in that plane, but try to live in the plane of the faith that's in our hearts. That's the eternal plane. What is that verse? Tasmat tu bhavanyo vyakto vyakta sanatana, the eternal world. So when we hear about the glories of Gadadhar Pandit or these pastimes, we get a glimpse. Bhaktivinoda Thakur Guru Maharaj said, when in his worship of Gaur Gadadhar, saying sometimes a glimpse is coming like lightning. Like this is Amavasya, the Krishna Paksha, means the dark moon. Some people telling new moon, whatever. It's interesting. Because it's, and I mean, from, by a dictionary definition, it's saying when sort of like when sun and moon are together. So it's kind of, there are many, many levels of interpretation. But it's dark in the sky, apparently. Then if there's lightning, there's that momentary illumination of everything. But then it vanishes. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says it's like that. The devotees went, no, to stay. Then it vanishes, but it leaves them in a hankering position, which is a good thing. To hanker again for that sort of revelation. Jai Srila Gadadhar Pandit Abhirbhav Mahamahutavatiti Ki Jai. Have the songbook? This line appears in this song of Nartam Thakur. Gora Prem Moy Tanu. Gora Prem Moy, like your name Anandamoy, means full of. So Gora Prem Moy means full of Gora Prem. Tanu, personified, is Pandit Gadadhar. Where is it? Begins with Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Prabhu. No, what is it? Okay. No, that's not. Oh, yes, okay, yes. It's on page 76. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karo More. Toma bina ke doyalu jagata majare. Patita pavana hetu tavavatara. Mo samo patita prabhu na pai beara. Ha ha prabhu nitananda premananda suki. Kripa bolo kana koro ami bodo duki.
করো সীতাপতি অদ্বৈত গোসাই। তব কৃপা বলে পাই চেতন্য নিতাই, গৌর প্রেম ময় তনু পণ্ডিত গদাধার, শ্রীনিবাস হরিদাস দয়ার সাগর, হা স্বরূপ সনাতন রূপ রঘুনাথ, ভক্ত যুগ শ্রী জীবহা প্রভু লোকনাথ, দয়া করো শ্রী আচার্য প্রভু শ্রীনিবাস, রামচন্দ্র সঙ্গ মগে নরোত্তম দাস, দয়া করো প্রভু পাদ শ্রী গৌর প্রকাশ, তব জন কৃপা মাগে দমদা, গৌর প্রেমময় তনু পণ্ডিত গদাধার, শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু দয়া করো মোরে, বিনা কে দয়ালু জগত মাঝারে, হরি হরায় নম কৃষ্ণ যাদবায় নমঃ, হরি হরায় নম কৃষ্ণ যাদবায় নমঃ, যাদবায় মাধবায় কেশবায় নমঃ, গোপাল গোবিন্দ রাম শ্রী মধুসূদন, গিরিধারী গোপীনাথ মদন মোহন, শ্রী চৈতন্য নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত চন্দ, ধর শিবাচারি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ, জয় রূপ সনাতন বত রঘুনাথ, শ্রী জীব গোপাল বত দাস রঘুনাথ, চাই গো চাই কর Hari Charanabandhan Jaha Hoite Vignanash Avista Puran Chai go chai tar mui taro das Tan sabara padarenu mora panchagras Tandara charana sevi bhakta sane vas Janame janame more hi abhilas Chai go chai jabe bhaje koi lo vaas Radha Krishna nitya lila kori lo prakash Anande bolo hari bhaja vrindavan Sri Guru Vaishnava pade majai aman Vaishnava Pad Padma Koriyas Hari Nam Sankirtan Kohe Narottama Das
Jai Om Vishnu Pad Phila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Bhagavan Phila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai Jai Siparikar Shri Shri Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Ki Jai Shri Shri Gaur Gadadhar Ki Jai Shri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai Shri Swarupamananda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gau Bhaktivrinda ki jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan ki jai, Vrindavandam ki jai, Navadeeptam ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Sarasvat Mat ki jai, Sri Gupta Govardhan ki jai, Ganga Devi Jamuna Devi Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi ki jai, Om Vishnu Pad Vishva Virena Svilesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Madhacharya Vrinda Ki Jai Jai Srila Bhakti Bimala Abhidhut Maharaj Ki Jai Jai Srimati Bhakti Lalita Devi Dasi Ki Jai Jai Sri Enakshi Didi Ki Jai Radha Raman Prabhu Ki Jai Lilavati Devi Dasi Ki Jai Chandrakanti Devi Dasi Ki Jai He's back Sundari Devi Dasi Ki Jai Anandamoy Devi Dasi Ki Jai Priyanana Devi Dasi Ki Jai, she's going. We always have someone going, someone coming.
Hola,
Yes, Samaveda Bhakta Vrindaki Dai, Seva Vrindaki Dai, Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrindaki Dai, Nitai Go Premanande.